This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 392 for Friday, May 12th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker Friday as losses in Chicago soy oil and soybeans spilled over to weigh on prices. Chart-based speculative selling was a feature with the market down for the third straight day. Canola $11 to $14 lower, July down $11.20 at $712.90 per ton. A bearish reaction to the USDA's monthly supply-demand report in soybeans weighed on the oilseed markets, with the government agency also calling for a large Canadian canola crop. The USDA pegged Canada's 2023 canola production at 20.3 million tons. That would be well above the 18.5 million tons currently forecast by Ag Canada. Losses in European rapeseed were also bearish, although Malaysian palm oil was firmer on the day. Seeding progress is varied across Western Canada, with forecasts looking conducive to planting in most areas over the next week. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, wheat higher, and corn mixed as traders reacted to that monthly USDA report. Soybeans down 15 cents in the July contract at $13.90 per bushel. The USDA raised its old crop soybean ending stocks forecast by 5 million bushels, now at 215 million. That was in line with trade expectations. New crop U.S. soybean production was pegged at 4.5 billion bushels, with average average yields of 52 bushels per acre. Ending stocks are forecast to hit 335 million bushels next year. That would be well above average expectations. Corn, pressured by bearish USDA data as well, but a rally in wheat provided support, keeping the corn market mixed on the day, with the July contract up 4 cents at 586 and a quarter. U.S. corn production is expected to rise to 15 and a quarter billion bushels this year, from 13.7 billion last year. Ending stocks for both the current marketing year and the new crop were above expectations at 1.4 billion and 2.2 billion bushels, respectively. The active U.S. corn seeding pace was also weighing on prices, but the rally in wheat provided support. Minneapolis spring wheat up 9 cents in the July contract at $8.46 per bushel. Kansas City 35 cents higher in July at $8.77 per bushel. Chicago wheat up 7 cents in the July contract at $6.35 per bushel. U.S. wheat production was estimated at 1.659 billion bushels by the USDA. That would be up by only 9 million on the year and short of average trade expectations. U.S. wheat carryout stocks are forecast to tighten next year to 556 million from 598 million this year. Pre-report expectations had been for a slight increase in the carryout. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, May 12th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.